Hi, I am Haley Steiner, a CLI presenter. This course is taught by Professor Brian DeCook. Forgiveness is freely given to the person who receives it, but forgiveness is not cheap. Sin damages our relationship with God, wounds other people, distorts our desires, and brings guilt into human life. Biblical forgiveness does not pretend that sin is unimportant. God deals truthfully with sin through repentance, atonement, and the saving work of Jesus Christ. Repentance is a spirit-enabled turning from sin toward God. It begins when we stop hiding, minimizing, blaming, or making excuses. We agree with God that our conduct was wrong. Repentance may include sorrow, but it is more than feeling bad. A person may feel embarrassed because the wrongdoing was discovered. Someone may regret the consequences without regretting the sinful choice. Biblical repentance moves beyond embarrassment and produces a changed direction. The person who lied begins telling the truth. The person who acted selfishly begins considering the good of others. The person who caused harm seeks forgiveness and makes appropriate repair. Repentance does not mean that a person becomes perfect immediately. It means that the person is no longer defending the sinful direction and is turning toward God. Repentance does not purchase God's forgiveness. We cannot earn grace by feeling guilty enough, praying intensely enough, or punishing ourselves long enough. Repentance is the response of someone who comes into the light and receives the mercy God provides. Atonement refers to God's saving work of dealing with sin and restoring fellowship. In the Old Testament, sacrifices taught Israel that sin was serious and that reconciliation with the holy God required God's provision. Those sacrifices pointed beyond themselves to Jesus Christ. Jesus did not die merely as an example of courage or love. He gave himself for sinners. At the cross, Christ bore sin and opened the way for forgiveness, reconciliation, and restored fellowship with God. Hebrews teaches that Jesus offered himself once for all. His sacrifice does not need to be repeated. The saving work of Christ is complete and sufficient. Repentance and atonement belong together, but they are not the same thing. Atonement is what God accomplished through Jesus Christ. Repentance is the spirit-enabled response of turning from sin toward God. We are not forgiven because our repentance is emotionally powerful enough. We are forgiven because the saving work of Jesus Christ is sufficient. At the same time, grace does not encourage us to remain comfortably in sin. The grace that forgives also begins transforming us. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 describes godly sorrow as sorrow that produces repentance. Godly sorrow leads toward honesty, responsibility, and changed conduct. It is different from hopeless self-condemnation. Self-condemnation says, what I did is my permanent identity. There is no hope for me. Gospel repentance says, what I did was wrong. I will not excuse it. I may need to accept consequences and make repair. But my sin does not have to become my final identity because Jesus Christ has made forgiveness and new life possible. The cross holds grace and truth together. At the cross, God does not call evil good. Sin is taken seriously. At the cross, God also does not abandon sinners without hope. Grace is given. Because of the cross, we can confess without hiding and repent without despair. As you reflect, ask yourself, is there something I am minimizing? Am I feeling regret without changing direction? Am I attempting to punish myself instead of receiving Christ's forgiveness? Is there a confession, repair, or change practice that belongs to me? Bring the truth into the light. Turn toward God. Trust the completed work of Jesus Christ. Through Christ, God has made the way for forgiveness, restored fellowship, and a new direction of life.